Learning Plus, names of places in a hotel. In this section, you'll also learn how to use the definite article in the singular. If the noun is an N word, you just add N to the end of the word. So, for instance, a bus in Swedish is
En buss.
If you want to say the bus, it's
Bussen.
That's simple, isn't it? If it's an et word, you just add et at the end of a word. So a hotel in Swedish is
ett hotel.
And to say the hotel, you say
hotellet.
Now, let's continue by practicing asking where different things are in a hotel. Listen to the English and repeat the Swedish expression. Where is the reception?
Var är receptionen? Var är receptionen?
Where is the lift? Or in American English, the elevator.
Var är hissen? Var är hissen?
Where are the stairs?
Var är trapporna? Var är trapporna?
Where's the bar?
Var är baren? Var är baren?
Where's the restaurant?
Var är restaurangen? Var är restaurangen?
Great work. Now listen to the man asking a question. What does he want to know?
Var är hissen?
Did you understand? That's right, the man was wondering where the lift is. Now try and ask where something else is in the hotel. Use the expressions that you've just learned. Go ahead and ask your question. How did you do? Your question should have sounded like this.
Var är baren?
But with any word or expression of your choice. Well done. Continue practicing asking where things are in a hotel. When you're finished, it's time to move on to the next conversation. Good luck!